Head of the IT department, Sharar Haidari, says that because students nowadays have so many different devices, it clogs up the internet wave. To help clear up some of the traffic, the IT department has blocked certain websites like Netflix and Hulu because they say too many people using it can make the internet crash.
But now to add to the issue of the internet wave being interrupted, students will have to make sure their personal computers are updated with the latest of virus protection software. President James Mellencamp sent out an email to residents stating that the internet interruptions are due to viruses being on students' personal computers. The IT department says they referred to their firewall event logs, which show them the computers that were infected. Mellencamp has not yet given his word on the matter, and the IT team will not give any statements, but a few students have expressed their thoughts so far. Nursing major Kyle Bass feels that the virus protection programs are indeed a necessity.
What dorm are you living in right now?
Purcell.
Purcell. How has the internet been in Purcell?
It's been okay so far. I mean, every now and then on the weekends it shuts down, but I've heard through the email that it's because of some virus. Well, first of all, I was actually one of the people who didn't have an internet security thing on at the time, so when I got the email, I was like, okay, I need to go to Walmart and get one, just in case. Well, I had to get one for three computers. I used it at home as well, so it was about 80-something buck. I've had a virus on a past computer that I had, and it shut down the hardware on it. So yeah, I understand the need for virus protection.
Other students, like biology major Taylor Mitchum, feel that the issue of viruses on students' personal computers was blamed on the students.
How did you feel about the email you got from the president about viruses on students' computers?
Well, I felt like they were trying to, like, attack all of us at one time.
And it's their fault.
Yeah, when it's their fault, and I don't have a virus on my computer, so I think it's because we don't have enough, like, bandwidth because they don't pay for it.
Right. Music major Leah Mooney says she does not understand how only a few select computers can cause the whole campus's internet to be interrupted.
How did you feel when you got the email from the president about viruses on students' computers?
I thought it was very... I didn't think it was true. I don't see personally how a few viruses on a few people's laptops could have affected the whole entire Wi-Fi. I've talked to other people about it, and it just doesn't seem like it's possible. I don't know, but it seemed kind of phony.
Do you think virus protection programs are expensive?
I mean, I'm sure they're kind of pricey, to be honest. I don't really know. But if it is actually viruses that are doing it to our computers, then I think it'd be good to invest in, probably.
Do you have virus protection on your computer?
I think I do, yes. I have Norton.
Haidari stated via email that some of the main causes of viruses on students' computers are the absence of antivirus and anti-malware programs, careless web browsing, and installing software and apps from untrusted websites. The IT department says that they recommend Microsoft Security Essentials for Windows computers and Sophos Antivirus for Macs. Both are free virus protection programs. Haidari says that within 2 weeks, the internet on campus and in the dorms will be the fastest speed it has ever been, and that the students' happiness is his main priority. For WRFP News, I'm Monyi Eno.